on campus
and online.
This
is URN.
So street artists have been allowed to graffiti an underpass following an agreement with National Highways. The agreement, which is the first of its kind that's been done by the organisation that looks after England's major roads, will allow artists to paint in Brown's Tunnels, which is under the A52 road in Nottingham. Street art organiser Jeannie Barton said artists could now be creative without fear of being arrested. So do we think this is a good idea then, that people can now graffiti in a legal way? What's are people's thoughts?
I'm going to take the position of no. I don't think so. I have on previous weeks on The Pulse, I've taken more of a lefty liberal stance, but today on this topic, no. I don't think so. Graffiti is vandalism. I don't like it. I think it looks messy, and it's just giving in to people who commit crime. So, in short, no. And I would include Banksy in that. He is a criminal with his vandalism. There we are. I imagine I'm in the minority, but...
I'm going to play devil's advocate here and just say, surely, you know, it's art and therefore is a subjective thing, and therefore an individual's lack of enjoyment or appreciation for it shouldn't hinder an artist's abilities to go about it and do it legally, no?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of the works of Vincent van Gogh are fantastic, but if someone drew a picture of that style on my house illegally, I wouldn't like it. Now, of course, this is going to be legal, but it's still just painting things on public areas. I just don't think it's necessary. I mean, yeah, you're right. Some people are going to think it's fantastic, but I do think it's giving in to criminals. Yeah.
I'm going to sort of just be a bit, not controversial, but I'm going to say that I think when it's like the pictures in the article... like graffiti, when it's sort of, when there's kind of an effort made to like make sort of it art, then I kind of think it should be encouraged. But yeah, I'd agree that sometimes when you see graffiti around and it's just a load of white paint daubed on a wall that's just nothing, it doesn't really add anything. And I would agree that I think there's certain places for graffiti, you know. I wouldn't want to see it on, like, major public buildings, and, you know, I wouldn't want to see it on people's houses or anything like that. But I think, like, an underpass that's otherwise just bare concrete, I think it looks all the brighter for it with the graffiti on it.
Scarlett, looks like you have an opinion on this.
I don't have a very strong opinion, but what I would say, an advantage I can see, is that a lot of gangs use graffiti to sort of... in a sort of West Side Story way to communicate to the other side, and to make it legal, I believe perhaps would remove some of this, you know, make it,
yeah, it becomes more of a space for you know, regular normal,
yeah,
artists.
I think it's the same argument as like legalizing drugs. If you take away the appeal of the perhaps some people do drugs because it's exciting and dangerous and it's illegal, so you take away that incentive, then some people may feel like, oh, what's the point in doing it if I know that I can do it? So one of those sort of the relationship between the individual and crime.
I think that's fair, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that, again, there's probably quite a few really, really good like artists that want to perhaps go more down the street art route, but perhaps less prepared to face the potential legal consequence of doing so currently, and therefore this could potentially bring in a lot more high effort graffiti, if you know, who knows what that is, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, just sort of on the point of potentially reducing crime, I actually think it's a good thing that there are legal spaces to do it, regardless of whether you personally consider it to be art or not. Obviously, some people kind of do and would like to kind of like do graffiti, and if there aren't any legal spaces to do that, then that's going to like sort of necessarily lead, I think, to people doing it on illegal spaces. You know, it might be, you know, an unused warehouse or something like that. People may not be intentionally trying to commit a crime, but they may, well, this may be something that they feel personally passionate about. I mean, graffiti has a whole history to it, So as much as, like, obviously none of us really want our houses or anything to be graffitied, I think having legal spaces to do that, even if it's not in your style, is like a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, out of curiosity, a question to the panel. Where you kind of live, come from normally, that isn't Nottingham, is it particularly known for its graffiti? Because, like, I'm wondering this because in Coventry, over the past, like, year and a half, there's been almost this epidemic of graffiti that, whilst a lot of it in the city is really good, there's, like, every fence post everywhere in the city or whatever will just... Somewhere you'll find graffiti, just the word SMILE in capital letters.
Ah, oh, right. I come from a place called Shrewsbury in Shropshire.
Never heard of it, Scarlett.
I believe that most of the town's population would combust if they saw graffiti. They are a slightly older population that value a more traditional outlook on a town and would not appreciate graffiti. I also live an hour away from Birmingham, so there's really the dichotomy there. But when I go to civilization, I Birmingham to find other people, there's quite a contrast. What they have done in Shrewsbury actually is, I think it's interesting, we've all got an image in our heads of what we think graffiti is.
Yeah.
So in something that we perhaps spray painted, perhaps you can't really read the symbols or the words that are displayed on walls, for example. Whereas there was an initiative in my town to, like, what is also graffiti, but a professional artist. Well, these are all professional artists, but we say some graffiti artists are amateur, but a professional artist went around on, you know, like BT boxes and things like that the council owned, and was employed and given money by the council to put paintings on what are typically like ugly buildings around a town, and they're like flowers and birds, and it's really pretty, and you think, oh, and it stands out in the same way that the stereotypical type of graffiti stands out, but in a much more a palatable way for some of the residents of my town. So perhaps that's, if it became legal and you started employing these people who enjoyed this anyway and perhaps gave them a brief, it could really enhance what a town, a town's identity.
How about you, Felix? Is there anywhere in particular where you come from that's almost made you disenfranchised from the whole graffiti thing?
Surprisingly, the choruses of Ely Cathedral don't really engage in graffiti. Similar to Scarlett, I mean, what Scarlett was saying about Birmingham, I think this just shows you the problems of urban areas over rural areas. They're just... Yeah, the fact you have to use graffiti to make them look better, I think just shows you the state of our cities. We need to ensure that they look better without having to result in graffiti.
Maybe with colour and drawings, Felix.
Well, maybe so. Maybe I'm just stuck in the past as on this particular issue, but I just don't think that with anything. I mean, Scarlett mentioned the drug, similar to drugs earlier. I mean, and I agree with her, but from the perspective of, no, we should not legalise drugs because it does give in to criminal behaviour. And I think the same with graffiti. But yeah, to answer you, Mark, no, not where I'm from, and Cambridge doesn't really have it either, which is my nearest biggest city.
I would like to say that to be anti-Birmingham is forward thinking. I personally would put in a petition to raise that place to the ground.
Wow. Crikey. Ooh. This is funny because we've never had something so controversial talked about on the Pulse before. This is the most disagreement we've had.
How is it controversial to be anti-Birmingham?
Deary me.
I think Birmingham's alright.
Will,
do
how about you?
Do you live no, to, as close to it as I do?
No,
exactly. Is it your nearest city?
We're descending
no.
into chaos.
I'm from Lincolnshire. My local town has a little bit of graffiti. It's not brilliant quality. Although there is like one subway under like a railway line that is like the kind of main place to kind of do graffiti. And it causes like loads of controversy because, like Scarlett said, the sort of the area I'm from, graffiti wouldn't really go down too well. And so they're like constantly trying to like remove it, but it keeps coming back. And you kind of think they're spending all this money just removing graffiti. It's on a subway that's like nobody really cares about that much. You know, would it just be better to have it as a legal street art place like, you know, in Nottingham?
That's fair, to be honest, in terms of like council expenditure and stuff. You know, I imagine constantly sending out cleaners to get rid of graffiti must stack up over the course of a year.
Make it community service. Don't have to pay anything.
I forget everybody like on this pulse is from rural areas. Are you a rural person
I'm
as well?
I'm also a rural person. I'm from a village. There's a little bit of graffiti in the village. I'm pretty sure it's like one gang, possibly one other gang who I don't really understand the point of it because it's only very minor, but maybe there should be like a legal area where they do that. In Norwich, which is like my closest city, there is some, I think, legal graffiti in the sort of underpassages in the city, which is kind of similar to this Nottingham idea. And that's fine. Aside from that, I don't think we really have a big graffiti problem, quote unquote. But yeah.
That's fair. No, I do find it interesting. I mean, personally, I would say I'm kind of pro, legalising this kind of stuff, because it can, like, when done well, because there's quite a few areas of Coventry that it is done quite well in, it can, like, bring quite a lot of character to a city. I don't know. Scarlett,
you've mentioned earlier today, Mark, that Coventry has also been labelled a city of culture. I would ask you, when was the last time Birmingham was labelled a city of culture? There is a vast difference between the quality of graffiti and my personal experience is the lowest of the low.
That's very fair. There's going to be an interesting, if we legalise it all over the place, though, you know, in a few decades' time, there can be a whole studies done on the kind of the geographical differences in graffiti based on like north, south, city, village. You know, there's a good PhD thesis in there somewhere, in my opinion,
written by Felix Horse.
Yeah, exactly, Felix. You're missing out here. This is URN.